Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 43. Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. A warning for those who don't believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is your favorite thing to do? Color and draw? Read a book? Play video games? When you're coloring, reading, or playing at the computer, and your parents want you to do something, do you listen right away? Or do they have to call you lots of times, and even then you don't always do what they're asking? Your parents are patient with you, but their patience eventually runs out. Then there might be consequences for not listening to them. The same thing happened in today's story from Jesus. The people who were supposed to work the land ignored all the servants the owner sent. They did worse things than that. They treated the servants badly and even killed some of them. When the owner sent his own son, they killed him too. That's when the owner's patience ran out and he punished the people. It's easy to read this story and think, I would never do that. I would always listen to Jesus and never cause God's patience to run out. But is that really true? Do you always listen to your parents during devotion time, to your pastor in church on a Sunday morning? No, none of us listens to Jesus all the time, because none of us is perfect. So what's the difference between us and the people in Jesus' story? We sin every day. We test God's patience just like the people in Jesus' story. Should we be worried that God's patience with us will run out? God punished those people. How do we know that He isn't going to punish us too? We know because God gave us faith. God's Word assures us that instead of punishing us for our sins, God punished Jesus instead, even for the sins that we have done over and over again. So we trust in Jesus as our Savior. With His forgiveness in our hearts and heads, we stop worrying that God is going to lose patience with us. Because the Holy Spirit created faith in our hearts, God loves and sees us as His children. He will always forgive us and is always patient with us for Jesus' sake. Yes, we are to listen to God and do what He says, but even when we don't, His Word tells us that we can be sure that He still loves us and won't take His kingdom away from us like He did with the people in Jesus' story. What an amazing gift! We spend moments in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for giving us the gift of faith. Remind us that because of this gift, we can be sure that You will never lose patience with us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.